From Toronto, the latest from podnews.net. The industry's first dedicated source of funding for podcasters has been announced. PodFund says it's founded in partnership with and operated by Radio Public, but it is also an independent company at the start of its own contribution to the field. It's achieved a $2.3 million funding round and applications are now open. Speaking at Google I.O., the developer conference for Google, Google's CEO Sundar Pichai has announced that podcasts will appear in Google Search across all platforms, and a new feature, Play Later, will allow listeners to queue interesting podcasts for their phone or speaker. He was highlighting the slate of work for the next 12 months. Audio editor Hindenburg has a free webinar this Thursday. It's a one-hour event covering how to record a podcast using the tool. Headliner is coming to mobile, adding a mobile SDK for podcast app developers who want to add sharing to their app. What's the art of science? What's the art and science of naming your podcast? Pacific Content's Dan Meisner, who also lives here in Toronto, he's gone through the data to find out. Storyboard, an app that lets you or your business share private audio, has launched a free tier account. It allows up to 100 invited listeners. Podcast.io has cast a critical eye on the attempts by the French press to get involved with podcasting. If you're with Buzzsprout, they've just added a bunch of deals for their customers with money off audio editors, stickers, and more. You'll find it in your dashboard. If you're in Mumbai in India, there's a seminar on advanced podcast publishing for magazine publishers. That's on the 12th of June. Details of that in our show notes and our newsletter. And the team behind PodCon have announced that they've made the decision not to return for a third event. They cite issues with sustainability. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.